My name is Suniva O'Flynn. I'm from the Irish Film Institute, and we've just screened Ithe Seanchus, which is Irish for Night of Storytelling.
And tell me why this film is significant to Ireland and to even to film history.
Well, it's in terms of Irish film history, it's particularly interesting because it's the first film made in the Irish language. So really at the very early days of sound film, we have this film commissioned by the Department of Education from Robert Flaherty, recording people from the Aran Islands speaking in their own tongue, telling a story in Irish. And what's unusual then is that this notion that this quite rarefied language, which, you know, in the 1930s, it still at that stage wouldn't have been spoken by many people. And here is this film that's celebrating the art of the language and the folklore in a film made by Robert Flaherty.
If I understand, it was lost for 78 years?
So the film screened in Ireland in 1935, and because it was made in the Irish language, when it disappeared soon after its release, we didn't for a moment imagine that it went outside Ireland, because who outside Ireland spoke Irish? So we were really surprised then in 2013 to learn from the Harvard Film Archive that a print had found its way to the Celtic Studies department there. It had been purchased by a Dr. Robinson who was intending to use the film for teaching purposes, for teaching the Irish language. And so the film had remained safely there on a shelf in the Celtic Studies department, and they brought it to the attention of the Harvard Film Archive, who began the process of restoring the film from the original nitrate to its present day safety film format.
So it's 35mm, correct?
Yes, they've duplicated the 35mm not to nitrate stock, but to safety film stock, and they have digitized it, so there are digital copies available for exhibition as well as the 35mm prints.
Do you have any idea what condition it was in when it was found? Because you said it had pretty much hadn't been touched.
Yeah, now, we're not quite sure, but I understand that the film hadn't been used a huge amount. It hadn't been screened often, so there wasn't a need for a huge amount of restoration intervention in terms of correcting scratches or sparkle or whatever. Mm-hmm. What needed to be done is it needed to be transferred from the nitrate stock, which is inherently unstable. But it appears not to have been too badly fatigued other than the inherent time bomb nature of nitrate.
How long did it take for the restoration?
The people in Harvard have been working on it for a number of years, and there was the technical challenge of the transfer, which they would be well versed in, but also then there was the challenge of the translation and the subtitling. And the translation was done by native speakers, native Irish speakers who had come from Ireland, but also by Celtic scholars in Boston. And the subtitling then was undertaken by Natasha Sumner. So these were a number of stages that had to be undergone before it could be presented to modern audiences.
And tell me a little bit about the films that you showed before, the little short films that you showed.
Yeah, well, because Ithe Seanchus is only 12 minutes long, it presents something of a programming challenge. And so we were keen to introduce it with a number of other films that had been made on the Aran Islands. And the films we selected were films that hadn't been screened on Aran before, and that we knew of, films made by visitors to the island. They were a combination of 16mm and 8mm films made between the 1930s and 1960s. And in all of them, there is that great sense of intrigue at the lives of islanders who are very much othered, are they're exotic peoples to anyone who lives on the mainland. So their lives are explored and celebrated by these amateur filmmakers. There's a great sense of the texture of lives going on, and the people going about their business and fishing and farming and children playing. So they're richly textured films that are, I think, an interesting backdrop to Ithe Seanchus.
Is there any plans to take these films kind of outside of Ireland so that people around the world can enjoy these films as well?
We do. We would hope to do that, and indeed we have done that in the past. We've taken films that might appear to be very modest amateur films, and we have taken films out and about. We have a service called IFI International, mm-hmm. and through it, international exhibitors come to find interesting Irish film programs. And this certainly is one that would be happy to discuss with international exhibitors. Mm-hmm. The costs of bringing the musician are something that need to be accounted for, but with this program, there was a lone musician, which is economically makes sense. It's been interesting with the film. We had it in Arran yesterday in Inishmore, and the audience response there was so personal, so emotional. It was fascinating to sit in the audience and hear the waves of response to the film. Yeah. You know, there was, of course, the interest in the landscape and so on, but when people's faces appeared, you just suddenly hear the room would come alive with people recognising and saying that's somebody or other's uncle or grandmother or something. It was extraordinary. So we were in Arran yesterday at the Fly here today, and there's again that connection because a number of people in the audience were from the island, so there was that recognition factor. Tomorrow it'll be quite different with the a very academic response to the films from the folklorists and linguists from UCD, from historians from the National University of Ireland at Maynooth, and Deirdre, our musician, will be speaking from the perspective of Arran. So it'll be quite a different presentation tomorrow, but I think it'll be very illuminating in terms of the background to the production and where the film fits in Flaherty's filmography.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations, and thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very much.